originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment, and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spankwagon Radio begins now.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is now Friday night, and it's time to jam with the Show Not Show. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. For everybody who wants to hear the actual funny part of the show and actually hear the entertainment value, well, it ain't here this week. It is stuck in Ohio for work. Claude's out there somewhere. I don't see him in the chat room. He was here earlier, but what we're doing tonight, New Year's Eve special, not the 6.5 hour Conglomo show I was originally planning. Just a regular show, not show. For those of you who've never tuned in before and actually listened to a show, not show, I play music. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. This week, however, or this show, not show, however, what we're going to do is we have listener submitted music. Some strange shit, as far as I can tell. And we'll get to that in a little bit. As for a show, not show, of course, there's no standard bits. So people who have been wanting to hear, or in some cases, do mad props, It ain't happening this week. But we do appreciate everybody joining us. If you want to kind of communicate with us, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. I'm sure the cam will be up here in a little while. Maybe, probably not. But you can always join the chat room because, hey, I'm still there and we can all BS and kind of waste a couple hours together. So remember spankwagon.net to check that out. Also, let's see, I think I had something else I wanted to cover. Oh, yes. Another thing I'm going to do, a little bit of a time killer, this show. If you want to, give us a call. Let us know what some of your New Year's resolutions are. I'll share some of mine a little later on. Give us a call. Jot this number down. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you're local here in Las Vegas, 383-8120. Or if you want to really pay the long-distance charges, throw a 702 in front of that. What we're going to do right now, actually, like I said, we're doing listener-submitted music, and we're going to do it in blocks, basically. I'm going to steal an idea from another show. What we're going to do is do a block of music that comes from, well, this one, actually, I think comes from Ikari. So Ikari, who submitted this stuff, and some of them are just going to make you go, what the fuck? Some are pretty cool. Definitely got a couple we're just going to say very interesting songs in here. So why don't we go ahead and start that up. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You're listening to Ikari's music. Enjoy. For everybody who's listening, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We're doing a show not show, clubs in Ohio, and I am here. That was, I don't know what that was called. Kari in the chat room is saying it's sort of like Japan meets Stomp, so it was pretty cool. Here's something fucked up, though, and this is one that, wow, I don't know where he found this shit, but he found this shit. And, well, needless to say, I'm just going to apologize now. Hope you enjoy and... Really, this is Ikari, so everybody thank Ikari in the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net. All right, I'll be back. Wow. Actually, here in the chat room of Spankway, in the LV Rocks chat room, actually, we're kind of talking about this song. Everybody's pretty much going to... Akari's pretty much saying he's probably going to have to call in to start apologizing for having that song on the list. Yeah, I don't know. The whole supercalifragilistic thing really got me. That one was creative or unique or just wrong. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Claude ain't here today. He's somewhere stuck in the middle of snow. So we can only hope that he has learned not to eat the lemon snow. If you want to give us a call, we're going to start doing this anytime now, really. Just call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS or local 1-702-383-8120. We'll talk New Year's resolutions. Kill a little bit of time with those. What we're going to do is continue on with the Akari mix or the Akari tracks. I got another good one here coming up in just a moment, so just want to let everybody know. If you want to join us in our chat room, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, loads up a neat little chat app. You can even watch the webcam, which I've been told needs to be turned on, so we'll go ahead and take care of that. Alrighty, folks, I'm Trencher, Claude Snowbound, show not show, we'll be back.
Everybody on the floor, clap your hands. Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
They called you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out.
You're on the stage with me, and the pickings have been lush. And yet before the evening is over, you might give me the brush.
You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay, and so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady.
If you've ever been a lady to begin with, please be a lady tonight.
Luck, let a gentleman see just how nice a dame I can be.
Lady with me.
A lady doesn't need her escorts. It isn't fair and it isn't nice.
A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on some other guy's dice. A gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be.
I know the way you've treated all those gals before me.
Luck be a lady with me.
A lady never flirts with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd be nice.
A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on some other guy's dice. So why don't we keep this party polite? Never get out of my sight.
No way. Stick with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with.
Luck be a lady.
Luck be a lady.
Now, I like that. I like that a lot. So thank you very much, Akari, for that, the Lucky Lady. I had to ask. I didn't know who the female was in there. I guess it's Ella Fitzgerald. So there you go, Lucky Lady, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Of course, it's just me, Trencher. Thus, it means it's a show, not show, because Claude is snowbound. We're still wondering if he may call in. We don't know. We're kind of waiting for him. So, hope you guys are having a good New Year's Eve so far. You're not too totally trashed. And if you're here in Vegas, who knows? We may or may not have fireworks. That's kind of the big question here is, will we or will we not have the big fireworks display? They're saying that weather, it can rain all at once. But if the wind gets consecutively over like 10 miles an hour or something like that, nada, no way, no how. They'll just hold the fireworks until next year. Anywho, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. If you want to join us in our chat room, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, and join us. Waste a couple hours before you go out and get totally fucking shit-faced. Now, looking at the playlist here, I think I have one last one I'm going to play from the Akari block. This is definitely going to be the last one from the Akari block, so we hope everybody enjoys this. When we come back, I'll go ahead and load up another block for everybody. Again, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Show not show. See you soon. Yes, sir.
I was about to say, why don't we just have a crystal ball here, get some lasers going, we'll have a rave.
We don't have water. How can you have a rave when you have no water?
I don't know.
Anywho, that was another one from Akari. You know, okay. Enough of that. Made him sick. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. This is a show, not show.
I want to hear more of that. Come on now.
No more of that. No more of that. Your mic's now off. What we're going to do right now, actually, I got a few songs I want to play. First one is actually, for anybody from Waterloo, this one is a group, an indie rock group from Waterloo called A is Jump. The next one after that's a couple good ones, but let me first say that the A is Jump, and then, no, actually, let me do a lineup change. The first song is actually going to go out to Diggs, because I give Diggs crap every single week while he does one of his shows called NPO. He plays, it's like a top 20 count around, not really quite in any particular order, hence NPO. He plays one song that I always give him shit, you know, good, because I like the group, but it's Modest Mouse. So I figured I'd play at least one song, that's not on that list that's a Modest Mouse, because I like Modest Mouse. Shut the fuck up. There's a reason I wanted to kill your mic. Look, there's one song here, Modest Mouse, so we'll play this for Diggs, then A is Jump, and then another one everybody should enjoy. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, show not show. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. light speed.
No, 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 light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take us.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship for ludicrous speed.
Ooh. Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer. Now hear this. Ludicrous speed.
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Buckle this. Ludicrous speed. Go!
Everybody loves Cowboy Bebop. I love Cowboy Bebop, and I love that intro song. All right, what we had going on there was, Jesus, I forgot the first one. Modest Mouse was the first one. That was for Diggs. Just to let you know, I am a Modest Mouse fan, and, you know, even though other people here in the studio, like the engineer here, hates him, but hey, he can kiss my fucking ass. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio. This is a show, not show, and Claude has actually officially joined the chat room. So, hello, Claude. Maybe we'll talk to him a little later. After the Modest Mouse song, you heard a song called Peeling Space from A is Jump. Found those guys online sort of by accident. Basically, it's an indie rock group that I pretty much went to school with, three of the members of. It's good to hear them actually I mean, that was some great music. I've heard some of their early stuff that they were trying to be like more Nine Inch Nails and goth and all that bullshit, and it sounded pretty bad, but that was awesome. After that, of course, like I said, Cowboy Bebop's main theme song, Tank. What we're going to do right now, actually, is I got a mini block. This one comes to us from Vakuris. Decided to kind of volunteer him for a block because a couple of shows ago we played some from the Goodyear Pimps. It's some music that he sent us that he wanted us to play on the show, and I did, and he actually even went on to the Goodyear Pimps website and really pimped us, told him all about the wagon, and, you know, we appreciate that. So what this is a couple songs here from the Goodyear Pimps, Rocket Science and something in that order. We hope you enjoy. Remember, this is Akari's block, but this is Vokuris' block. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and I'll be back. If I could just click on the damn button.
Anybody's anything at all. No, anybody's anything at all. What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
And we're back. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trench. We're all kind of sitting in the chat room on tonight's Show Not Show and hearing stories about, you know, the snow in Ohio and how people drive in Ohio. Because that's where Claude is. That's why we're not having a normal show this week. What you just heard was a bunch of his stuff from the Vocurus mix, I guess, or the Vocurus block. What we're going to do right now, actually, is I got some songs I want to play. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling a little vengeful because I had to make fun. My wife actually listens into the show, and it's nice when she does, but I think I'm going to, you know, tick her off by playing this song because we're all making fun of. Well, I just made fun of her driving in the snow, and she avoids squirrels, and when she does, she, like, slams the car in the ditch and has to get towed out and all kinds of fun stuff. Anywho, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. If you want to join us in the chat room, go to spankwagon.net. Click on Cam and Chat. Join us live. Hey, we're here. I'm here. They're there. We're all chatting. Anywho, I think this song is definitely for my beautiful wife, and hopefully I'll still be able to get back in the house later on.
folks. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. On the line, I should have, unless I hung up on him. You with me there, Claude?
Of course I am.
How you coming in? Hopefully, how do I come into you?
A little low.
A little low? Well, you're just going to have to listen better, right?
No, yeah, I can't turn it up on my side. But...
Hold on, we're still tweaking here.
Are you?
Okay, how about now?
Sounds the same to me. How do I sound to you?
Hopefully you sound the same. All right, everybody, it's my venerable, the quadraphonic Ayatollah engineer, studio engineer sitting here fucking with the knobs, even though I'm like, yeah, that sounds good, fine, we're fine. Yeah, he can hear us. Thank you, studio engineer. He won't stop.
Fine, man.
He won't stop. Jesus, do you want Spankwagon Radio, where we have only the most professional help? Cockwad. Anyhow.
You can't fire volunteers.
Yeah, you can't fire volunteers. That is so true. All right. How's Ohio doing? How's Ohio treating you?
Ohio has been an experience, if anybody can actually tell if they've been reading the little semi-blog articles I've been posting to the wagon.
Yeah, over at spankwagon.net. A lot of interesting titles. I know we should collect those all maybe when you get back and put them in one specific section.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. Let me just say that. Otherwise, Ohio right here, it's interesting. You know, it's like, because you get to see a part of America and whatnot. But I finally got to experience snow. And I experienced snow, pretty much all of it at once, there was to offer.
And how do you like snow?
It's cold, it's messy, and it takes way too long to commute anywhere in it.
Uh-huh. And how many accidents did you see on your commute?
Let's see. I've seen cars stuck in ditches.
Normal.
I've seen vehicles everywhere just abandoned by the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, we are now going on 2 weeks, and, like, outside of my hotel here, there is still an abandoned GMC Blazer.
Nice. Just covered in snow? Just covered in snow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now, no. We actually have gone above. We hit 52 degrees today.
Ooh.
According to the bank across the street, it's 50 degrees right now.
Well, that ain't bad.
So I guess is it warmer than Vegas right now?
Actually about tied. I think here in Vegas we're about 50, 52 degrees.
Yeah.
So what do you have planned for tonight for New Year's? Anything going on in the wonderful state of Ohio?
Well, apparently it's like living in Logan's Run right here because I hear the mall outside. I'm basically in an 8-story, God knows how many rooms, hotel suite here at the Embassy Suites.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, like, looks out to the inside where it's sealed with a giant courtyard. And I have no idea where the hell all these people came from. But, everyone here suddenly locally rented a room out to come down here and just have a New Year's Eve party.
Interesting.
So all night, it's like being at the mall, okay? Basically, if I go outside my room, I can hang over the railing. They're cooking popcorn for everybody down below. I have a restaurant down below, an entire food court. There are kids running around screaming because someone decided, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we give them, balloon animals and then make them out to be swords where they can just chase each other, like little Mongol horde warriors.
Okay.
So this actually, if I close my eyes, the sight, just the smells and the sounds right there, it's like being in the mall.
Yeek. That's kind of an interesting way to spend your New Year. Nothing else planned?
Dude, the echo even goes.
Nice.
Do I have anything else planned? Not right now.
Why don't you go down and crash the party?
I was told to give a call to somebody that there would probably be a party somewhere happening. However, the same person that told me this, a semi-colleague out here, described their last party in which people were doing lines of coke in the basement, along with smoking weed and various other illicit activities.
Kind of stuff you don't really want to deal with.
Yeah. I'm really funny about getting caught in a raid. maybe that's just me.
Maybe you're just being a little oversensitive, a little paranoid.
Yeah. Being arrested for legal shit. God.
Hey, by the way, the chat room here, Reverend Hammer in the chat room says, you know what Claude needs right now? A shitload of high bounce balls or super bounce balls.
Yes, you know what? That would be great just to peg these little bastards in the head with.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you got a bucket for ice?
Yes, I do.
Carry on the damn tradition, dude.
I'm 6 stories up and my windows are sealed.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
What, they're afraid that people are going to jump out of a six-story window?
Hey, it's all double-paned glass.
Jesus.
Throw
it over the courtyard at the people. They'll never know where it came from. Just pour it out from, like, the neighbor's door. Make it look like you just dumped it out the door.
Oh, yeah. Basically, check this out. My my hotel room right here is like an apartment. I mean, I have a door, and I literally have...
You have a door and double-pane windows.
Dude, I have a front window next to my door for my living room.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Where are you staying?
Embassy Suites, man. I have a bedroom. I have a living room. I have a hallway with a wet bar and my separate shower and bathroom.
Ooh, a wet bar.
Yes, I have two televisions in here.
And enough drink tickets from what we read in the blog.
God damn, man. That guy just ripped out a whole book of drink tickets and gave them to me.
By the way, Kari goes, hey, it sounds like the Midwest, all right? So bored, you have to turn to a shitload of drugs. Everybody's saying, so throw that shit throw stuff into the courtyard.
The courtyard is where I was last week, and that's literally across the
road. No, they're a little courtyard where the kids are running around playing with popcorn and swords.
It's not a little courtyard, that's the thing.
Guess you just have to learn to aim.
There's about 46 rooms per floor at about 8 floors.
Have you counted them? Are you that fucking bored?
No, I'm guesstimating, going by room numbers.
All right. I think we're going to have to start clicking back into some music. So, Claude, send us off. Hello.
You are listening to the one, the only, the greatest Spank Wagon Radio.
Thanks, and now for some music, because this is a show not show. Enjoy. And, you know, I am such an arrogant asshole. I never even announced what we were going into. This is actually Toe from ArsAnime.com. This is some of the stuff he sent me last night, because he must have forgot the previous 2 weeks that I was requesting this. But, hey, it's all good. What you just listened to, because the whole chat room just, like, all of a sudden went, yeah, this fucking rocks. Chop fucking liver, everything else. This was Clutch, and the song was called Subtle Hustle. So that was to start it off. And I got a few more songs here from Toe, probably about four more songs. So what we'll do is we'll cut into that for the Toe block. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Claude's in the snow. Stay tuned and enjoy. As things go here at Spank Wagon Radio, the minute we get into an actual mix, we get a call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Akari.
Hello, Akari.
Hey, I'm going to call in advance here to apologize for the insanity that was the first part of the show.
Wait, you mean the stuff you sent me? The stuff that you said you wanted me to play?
Yeah, well, you know, I was
you're apologizing.
The jazz and the blur, not the super Euro beat, but, you know, you tempt fate, you get bitten, I suppose, eh?
But you sent it to me. I figured, hey, you can't go wrong, you know, when you're getting sent songs.
True. Maybe they're twice
like this.
But I know after all, this constantly over and over again kind of makes you mad, especially that one. One of the songs that's like 5 minutes long. I said, okay, I forgot how long this song actually is. Like, it'll make the pain stop.
Well, your apologies have been accepted. I hope by the chat room. It really isn't up to me. I thought it was hilarious enough to play.
Oh yeah, dude. Honestly, with the Disney songs, I think, are just a riot. I love those songs.
Yeah, our trip. So anyhow, thank you for the call, Nikari. He extends his apologies to everybody in the room.
Yes, have a new guys. Bye.
Bye. Nikari. Thank you for the call, Nikari. Actually, I think we're going to get back into our song. Although everybody just went totally apeshit over the Clutch song. I don't know. Maybe it needs to be played again. That was just requested. I don't see why. I don't see why not. But, what do I know? I'm just a host. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You know, let's kind of get back to that music thing.
make a donut. Do the things you do. Believe me, baby, believe me, baby. I've tried quite a few. I've eaten meatballs in Sweden and pork chops in Peru. But all it did, all it did, all it did, all it did, all it did was remind me of you, baby. And your mashed potatoes. Sweet potatoes. Oh, baby. Pat the butter.
Bankwagon Audio. Bankwagon Audio.
Do it.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Jesus Christ, you wanted me to play that again? You guys, what do you think this is? Top 40 fucking radio? When they only have 10 songs in the top 40 list from three different artists? Come on. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Claude is snowbound, and this is a show, not show. So everybody's kind of wondering what happened there beforehand. By the way, we had a bunch of stuff from Toe, so we just wrapped up the last of the user-submitted songs. That one was a block from Toe, and everybody kind of was wondering what was going on with the potato song. Well, that was something Toe sent me, so you can thank him. By the way, you can thank him over at arsanime.com. I'm sure I think of it as a friend link up on spankwagon.net. Earlier in the show, or actually the beginning of the show, I was mentioning something about New Year's resolutions, and no one's really called in with any, which is fine. You know, some people have them, some people don't. Most of them are meant to be broken. However, I think I have one resolution this year that has to get fulfilled, absolutely must get fulfilled, or else I'll wear egg in my face. And that's this year, I actually plan on mailing out the Clicker Liquor to Reverend Hammer. That's my only New Year's resolution. I'm not going to try to say I'm going to lose weight for the new year, or I'm going to try to be a better person. No, because we know neither of those two things are ever going to happen. My New Year's resolution is to actually mail out a prize that was won last February. That's a hell of a goal I've set for myself. But as New Year's resolutions go, they're always kind of bound to failure. So, anyhow, moving on. I wanted to just remind everybody it's a show, not show. We're playing music today. You can still join us. You know, in the chat room there. Still got some time left before we flip this over. Why don't we go ahead and queue up a little more Blue Man Group. Enjoy that, and I think we'll kind of just clear it out with the rest of music. I'll pop in here and there. You're listening to Spank Wagon. I'll be back.
Yeah.
101. More lobby here.
What happened? Someone set up us the bomb. We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to survive, make your time. Ha ha ha.
Why is marijuana not legal? Why is marijuana not legal? It's a natural plant that grows in the dirt. You know what's not natural? 80-year-old dudes with hard-ons. That's not natural, but we got pills for that. We're dedicating all our medical resources to keeping the old guys erect, but we're putting people in jail for smoking something that grows in the dirt. You know, we have more prescription drugs now. Every commercial on TV is a prescription drug ad. I can't watch TV for 4 minutes without thinking I have 5 serious diseases. Like, do you ever wake up tired in the morning? Oh my God, I have this. Write this down. Whatever it is, I have it. Half the time, you don't even know what the commercial is. There's people running through fields or flying kites or swimming in the ocean. Like, that is the greatest disease ever. How do you get that? That disease comes with a hot chick and a puppy. the schools. Now it's all about self-esteem in the schools. Build the kids' self-esteem. Make them feel good about themselves. If everybody grows up with high self-esteem, who's going to dance in our strip clubs? What's going to happen to our porno industry? These women don't just grow on trees. It takes lots of drunk daddies missing a lot of dance recitals before you decide to blow a goat on the internet for $50. And if that disappears, where does that leave me on a Friday with my new high-speed connection? Gates got laid in high school, do you think there'd be a Microsoft? Of course not. You got to spend a lot of time stuffing your own locker with your underwear wedged up your ass before you start thinking, I'm going to take over the world with computers. You'll see, I'll show them. We're in one of the richest countries in the world, and the minimum wage is lower now than it was 35 years ago. There are homeless people everywhere. This homeless guy asked me for money the other day. I was about to give it to him, and I thought he's just going to use it on drugs or alcohol. And then I thought, that's what I'm going to use it on. Why am I judging this poor bastard? People love to judge homeless guys. Like, you give him the money, he's just going to waste it. He's going to waste the money. Well, he lives in a box. What do you want him to do with it? Save it up and buy a wall unit? Take a little run to the store for a throw rug and a CD rack? He's homeless. I walked behind this guy the other day. A homeless guy asked him for money. He looked right at the homeless guy. He goes, why don't you go and get a job, you bum? People always say that to homeless guys. Get a job. Like, it's always that easy. This homeless guy was wearing his underwear outside his pants. I'm guessing his resume ain't all up to date. I'm predicting some problems during the interview process. I'm pretty sure even McDonald's has an underwear go inside the pants policy. Not that they enforce it very strictly, but technically, I'm sure it's on the books.
Alrighty, folks, I think it's time we wrap this up so that way the next guys who come in here after us can do their thing. Wanted to let everybody know you have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at spankwagon.net. I want to wish everybody a happy new year and hope everybody is a little more safer than normal. A lot of drunk motherfuckers out there. Want to say a big thank you and... Be thankful, I should say, I'm thankful for everyone out there who helps with Spank Wagon every week. Of course, Claude, stuck in Ohio. Every one of you listeners in the chat room, everybody who keeps it entertaining and lets us know how we're doing. Want to say a big thank you to our syndicates, Radio306.com. Also want to say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us. Also, let's not forget some of the other people that Spankwagon either tries to help out or, you know, kind of helps out Swaggin. Let's say thank you to RsAnime.com for letting us leech. Because Lord knows, Skier would have never found us on his own. Want to say a big thank you to Left Wing Army. Of course, El Smacks, our part-time, sometime when he remembers to show up host, co-host. Want to say a big thank you to LV Rocks and Jimmy Diggs for allowing us to play in his little studio here. Water or no water? Oh, well. The engineers give me a look. I also want to say they... Uh-oh.
Actually, what... I had a good idea here.
What's that?
These chairs should be toilet seats.
These chairs should be toilet... Okay, explain.
And you just, you know, like the portable bathrooms?
Yeah.
You just make these toilet seats and you just, while you're doing the show, you just take a shit.
Who's it? I don't even want to know. That's disgusting. Do you wear fucking Depends? You're like, ah, bull game, Depends, beer.
Depends are a good thing.
Ew. So, big thank you, back on track, big thank you to LV Rocks for letting us play in their backyard. I also want to say, let's see, who else? I know I forgot someone out there. Don't forget to check out the site, spankwagon.net. Of course, we keep the archives of our show. We also keep the archives of Subject to Discussion. I think I've covered everybody. Again, thank you everyone in the chat room for joining us tonight on a show not show. Next week will be another normal, more normal issue episode of Spankwagon. I should have some guest hosts here. And we should have fun. So until next week, folks, I'm Trencher. And for Claude, have a good night. Spankwagon.